trophy set. It's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. I see with something mean is supposed to be. You believe, but I showed up, be so awesome, and I down and be amazing. But enough about me. Yes, we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Baby mood, I didn't got it wrong. We call it PG. Ready M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is episode 276. I'm your host, Ricky Mick, alongside with me, the man, the myth, but he's not a legend anymore, Alex.
Why aren't I a legend?
Because your audio is screwing up.
So? I mean, hey, if my audio screws up and I can still show up on the, make an appearance on the show, that means I'm a legend, right?
No, legend means you're gone, actually.
Well, yeah, it means... what's that Sandlot old saying? Heroes get remembered, but legends never die.
Yeah. Also with us, he's the Ion Vane. He is Mark. He is Lucia.
He has an identity crisis.
That was it. I was wondering if you were going to say something else, because, like, you kind of paused, so I wasn't going to say anything. I was like, yes.
I was going to say the dumbass, but I figured I'd give you a pass this week. But since you pulled it out of me, the dumbass.
Ouch. You know... No, I'm not even going to acknowledge that. Glad to be here.
And unfortunately, Yield has had to yield to another episode. So we've had to bring on a former guest of the show. He is the Proving Gamers press release artist, Frosty.
Hey guys, thanks for having me today.
That's it?
I mean, hey.
You need to come with some enthusiasm in this motherfucker.
Thanks for being on the
show.
Hey,
boys and girls, how's it going? Woo!
Everyone else gets a positive introduction. I see how it is.
Before we start the show proper, I just wanted to say that this show is dedicated to the memory of Steven Pinto. He is a coworker of mine who passed away a couple days ago. He was taken... way too early in life. He was 34 years old. I just want to say my thoughts and prayers are with him and his family. And it's always sad when you have to bury your brother. Let's do as we do every week and give you our updated trophy count. I always go first. I'm going to start with Alex this week.
I'm level 28. I have 5,742, I believe. It says 41, but I believe I have 42. I just got a trophy today that I was not able to sync yet, and I have 81 platinums in 80 games. Almost forgot
Ooh.
It there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you almost screwed up your own gig there. Mr. Dumbass?
I am level 26 with a trophy count of 6,318 with 26 platinums in about... many games.
Alright, Frosty.
I am level 14 with a trophy count of 1,591 and a plat count of 8 in games that Tricky will never, ever, ever get.
Well, let's be fair. This is the first time you've been on the show since the trophy war. And I think 7 of those platinums came during the war.
Yeah, probably.
So, we never got your thoughts. How did you feel about losing the war?
It there's still scars there that have hurt me deep in my pride. But
did you think we were going to come as strong as we did?
Well, no, to be honest. I thought you were going trying to chump your way through life like you do with all your games. But you know what? It's all good. Y'all won fair and square. You came back right there.
Man, this is like 6 months later. I thought we weren't going to hash this up. I thought this was done.
I didn't want to. I didn't bring it up.
No. I'm not blaming Frosty. We're still having nightmares about all them games and platinums we played. Or the games we played and platinums we earned. We don't need to hash this again quite so soon.
I'm just going to keep bringing it up until Resident Daryl sends us our trophies.
Look, if you're going to bring up something, just bring up the Rocket League challenge. Play some Rocket League. That's what we need to do. We don't need to be talking about the trophy war anymore. It's done.
I'm scared to play Rocket League with y'all, because y'all have Yield on your team, and that dude plays Rocket League like every day.
Probably not anymore, though.
He's like a master at it.
He has a No Man's Rocket League.
Wow.
Speaking of a game he hasn't been playing.
Yeah, that's another game. I am level 30, total trophies of 7,391, and a plaque count of 63. Listeners, I'm going to tell you that my voice is going to be going in and out because I'm actually getting over being sick. So if my voice cracks or anything like that, please forgive me.
I didn't know puberty hits you when you're in your 80s.
Right?
Yeah. It's rough when it hits in the 80s. You just threw me off.
Or trophy segway.
Segway, what are we playing? Mark, what are you playing?
Nothing really on the PlayStation. I've been playing my handheld lately. You know, playing some WWE Supercard. And I've been playing Ace Attorney because I have all the games on that now. And that's really it.
Alex?
I haven't played a game in 2 weeks or so until I finally played some Shovel Knight today. So I played that for a couple hours, but that's really... That one trophy is all I've gotten in the past couple weeks, so...
Isn't that game amazing?
It is pretty damn amazing. Everything from the music to the visuals just to the levels and the layout and the bosses, like, it's...
Yeah.
It's so much just... Nostalgia
like
wrapped
Mega
into
Man.
So much nostalgia wrapped into one package, and like as a Mega Man fan, it's not completely like Mega Man, but there's enough there to make me just immediately jump in and feel completely comfortable.
Kind of makes you wish Capcom would hire them to make a new Mega Man game.
Yacht Club Games, yes, I would totally be down for that. Tricky just put on a Ninja Turtles mask. There is that the blue one.
Yes.
Why would you pick Leonardo?
Well, if I don't want Leonardo, I could just go.
Well, then why wouldn't you put Donatello on instead? Listeners, Tricky has a reversible Turtles mask, and he chose to put the blue one on first.
How dare you, sir? He's going for a Ninja Turtle. He looks like Krang.
Oh, man. That's why you don't shave.
There's Michelangelo. And there's Raphael.
Of all the Turtles, you picked the worst one to be first.
I just picked up the mask, honestly. I'm sitting here with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows Blu-ray.
Why would you buy that?
That was a good movie.
Because I'm a Stephen Amell fan, and it's got.
But he wasn't a good Casey Jones.
Yeah, but you should be happy because look who has on the cover.
Who?
Rocksteady and Bebop.
Good, because Rocksteady and Bebop are awesome.
But I haven't watched it
yet. I thought
yet.
You were pointing out that Megan Fox was on the cover. I'm like, I don't care about that.
Hey, an overactor.
Give me that rhino and that warthog.
You know, see, now I'm sidetracked again.
Frosty, what have you been playing, sir?
What am I playing?
Frosty, what have you been playing?
I actually, at this moment, it's funny you bring up Mega Man. I've been playing through the Mega Man Legacy Collection again. In between my breaks from all the many, many press releases I've been having to do for Proven Gamer. I actually took the time as well to go back and clean up some of my backlog and play some of these games that I either got for free or bought on a flash sale. So I finished up Bastion, finally. I was like right there at the end. I don't know why I didn't just finish it. That was an awesome game. Kind of like the top-down adventure style, like Zelda, old-school Zelda feel. A lot of weapons, a lot of different types of enemies. It's pretty awesome. I think I ended up actually getting that one for free one month. Don't quote me on that. But it was awesome either way. Y'all should check it out. If you haven't already. I played Gone Home. I'm not really big into like the first person like walking experiences, but I love the setting of the game. You're in a big house, and there's a lot of like neat little secret doors and stuff you can find. A lot of history in the house, and the game takes place like in the mid 90s, you know, so it's kind of like a throwback nostalgic feel too. And when you go into the girl's room, and she's got like a X-Files poster on the wall, she's got like a flyer advertising the concert with like the Offspring and stuff on there. So that was kind of cool. And it had some really neat trophies. One of the trophies which we'll talk about later. during Sophie's Trophies. So, yeah, that's about it. Also, downloaded Guilty Gear XR Revelator yesterday for $23. It's a brand new game. Like, it just came out not too long ago, but I bought it digitally for $23, and that game is incredible if you're into fighting games. So,
that's during the Anime Flash sale, right?
Yes.
Did you pick up Fairy Fencer F?
I did not.
I've been telling everyone, because it's on sale on there, pick that game up. You will not be sorry if you like anime games and like old school RPGs and with like dungeon crawling elements, but visually, you know, it's a PS4 game.
I'm sold. I had to check it out. I've been wanting to pick up Odin Sphere for a while and haven't had a chance to.
It's been on my list for so long. Even when it's on sale, I don't pick it up, and I keep telling myself I should.
Yeah. So, but that's about it. That's what I've been playing.
And the only thing that I've really been playing all week is...
The Division.
A Venture Capitalist.
Stop it. Stop doing this to yourself, Tricky.
Why? It's actually... It's not a bad thing. It's... I mean, I'm not going to say it's a lot of fun. I'm not going to say it's Game of the Year. I'm just going to say it's... It's a good time-passing mechanism.
I thought it was just that you would set things up and then turn off the game and then come back later and collect money and then just turn the game off again.
It is, but then now I'm finding out that once you get back up to the higher levels, you really have to get in there, you have to invest, you have to use your angels, and you have to build it back up. And there's a strategy, because right now I'm down to 2 trophies. The last 2 trophies I need is buy 777 things of everything on the moon, and the other one is get all 626 achievements on Earth. And in order to get the 626 achievements on Earth, you basically have to buy everything. There's a strategy for doing that. And then the 777 things. I have over 800 of everything else except for the highest thing. And right now, about 550 on that.
When you say strategy, I think you mean a farming strategy.
Well, it's a way of spending your money to make sure you can pay this off, because this will make money faster than this is. But you, like, 200 of the lasers will make more money than 1,000 lemonade stands. So you have to try to build your way to... You have to play the game. I'll just say, you have to play the game, that's all. I love the commentary from you guys.
Yeah, I was actually going to make a very... very misplaced mobile game joke, but...
Well, I'm sure you'll have time for later in the show.
Okay.
For this week, we're not news heavy. Matter of fact, we only have 2 stories this week. The bulk of this show is going to be on our 2 topics of the weeks, which has spawned a lot of debate inside of the Facebook groups. The first story we have today is Batman VR is complete, and Rocksteady is now looking to make its, quote, dream game.
Batman.
Rocksteady Games says Batman Arkham VR is complete and has gotten gold, while also shedding some light on what comes next for the creators of the Arkhamverse. In an interview with Eurogamer, producer Dax Jin said the following: "We submitted Batman VR to Sony last week, and it was such an awesome experience. One of the developers actually celebrated by going gold by dressing up in gold spandex suit and bringing in a golden boombox. As for what next comes next, it's still being decided." Jin explains Rocksteady is currently in an... I can't say that word. Somebody say that word.
Inevitable? Onomatopoeia.
It is in a tough position where Warner Brothers... There you go. Where Warner Brothers is supportive of the team taking a break to think about what their next dream game is. "I think we've proven that we're a hard-working team," says Jin. "We will work together, and we can really decide what's best creat- activity for our own destiny. I cannot speak this week.
This week?
With know, bad...
Are you not done reading the...
I'm done.
Okay. I really hope they don't go... I think that given what they did with Batman Arkham, that... Because before then, like, before Batman Arkham Asylum came out, I remember that no one thought the game could be any good, and when the first reviews came out from, like, lesser-known websites, everyone raked those websites over the coals because they're like, there's no way that game is this good. You guys just... You're just doing them a favor or something like that.
You're getting paid. But
now, years later, that we know how good those games were, like, they have free reign to make any game they want. I just hope they don't make another licensed game. I would like them to actually see them do something creatively. Excuse me. Do something more creative. Just kind of build something, create something on their own instead of just taking a property and, you know, doing something more with it.
Like, well, the article I read...
I don't want to see them do a Superman game.
Well, the article I read, it comes from IGN, they want a Green Lantern game. I've been on record by saying I want an Arrow game in the style of, like, CW's Arrow. Because I think they do superheroes well, and they've proven, I mean, the fight mechanic in Batman fits so well with the CW's Arrow. Not necessarily Green Arrow, but it fits so, I'd like to see them do that type of game.
I'd like to see him do an RPG.
You know, a Green Arrow game would not sell nearly as well as Batman. It's not nearly as an attractive of a property. So I think
you're wrong about that.
The hype behind the Arrow is very popular. Yeah, it would work.
With the Arrow's CW crowd, popular. How many of those people play video games?
Most of them. Nerds.
Yeah.
All of them. Yeah.
I mean, even Stephen Amell has come out and said he plays video games. So right there, that's...
So now all the girls that love Arrow are like, I'm going to go play video games too because Stephen Amell plays video games.
Right.
So they all start playing Candy Crush.
That means Lucius
and
on
who
board.
Knows, you know. And who knows, you know, maybe they can, if they after they make Batman, then they can make a Green Arrow game. Maybe they'll make a Superman game. Maybe eventually down the line, they make a Justice League game.
Or... They could just give us an HD remake of Superman 64 and Aquaman 64.
I'm down.
All right, you are so fired.
Fine.
It'll come with trophies.
With that being said, I mean, I think Alex said and Jin has said, they've earned our trust. They can pretty much do whatever the hell they want right now, and I think the fans would be happy.
Well, fans of the console that buy the game on console, not fans who buy any of their games on PC anyways.
Oh, shots fired.
You had to go there, didn't you?
I did. I was holding that in ever since I saw it. I was on the internet. I was like, I'm going to make a PC reference. What if they make a PC exclusive game? That'd be hilarious. No one could play it.
Speaking of something that nobody wants to play anymore, Rocket League.
No,
I'm kidding.
That's not true.
It was a good segue, just not a true segue. Not a truthful segue.
Good segue, bad execution.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Rocket League is heading underwater with this next update. Rocket League's next free update, Aquadome, is coming in October. The underwater update includes a free water-themed area, which will release alongside two premium DLC battle cars, Proteus and Triton. Both will cost $1.99 each. In the meantime, September's Rocket League DLC takes the form of Rumble, a new mode that adds extra power-ups into the mix, such as being able to kick an opponent's car, forcing the opposition to lose control, a grappling hook, a ball puncher, no, it's not what you're thinking, and many more.
Yeah, it is.
You just started giggling when I said ball puncher.
Yeah, I did.
Can I just say that how great it is that they've supported this game so much with so much content after its release? Like, that's the way games should be. And a lot of it's been free, and I just want to tip my hat to... I cannot remember for the life of me who the creators were.
Psyonix.
Thank you, Lucia. Psyonix, for how much effort they put into Rocket League to make it still... Like, they made an incredibly fun game, but by keeping everything fresh with new content, it's just that much better. So I think we need to recognize how much work they put into this post-release.
Well, Alex, I agree with you because one of the other games that I was very happy where they kept supporting it was Burnout Paradise. They gave a lot of free updates with that. But I'm bringing this up only because of the fact that when is too much support too much, and when should they start working on Rocket League 2?
When Alex was done, I was going to say, I'm going to play Devil's Advocate and be on the opposing side, where I'm like, this game is great. I like the content done, but now it's just like, they don't need to keep, like, Underwater and Pillars and this and that to keep the, like, pipe for people playing it. It's such a great game that people are going to play it anyways. They don't need to come up with, like, wacky and outlandish stuff to think, oh, well, let's put the cars underwater. People will, like, really come back and start playing the game. It's like, no, you guys still have a lot of people playing this game for just the base content that was there. It was good enough and, like, enough fun where you don't need to keep adding stuff to basically keep interest, because the interest is still there. There's tournaments constantly. Like, I live in San Diego. Psyonix's studio is actually out here. And I can tell you countless times I go to grocery stores, I see flyers and tweets about how, like, almost any place under the sun out here is having Rocket League tournaments almost every weekend. Like, the game is, I don't think they really understand how big the game is and how people are still playing it, and they don't need to keep adding gimmicks to the game because they're going to start losing sight of what the game really is.
Frosty?
I think it's great that, you know, they're continuing to support the game. You know, I for one, like many people, didn't even know what the game was until it was released for free on PSN 1 month, and I downloaded it, and I was like, wow, this game is incredible. And then, you know, it just took off from there. I'm pretty sure there was a pretty big fan base before I had got my hands on the game, but I know when it was introduced on the PSN for free that month, I know a lot of people downloaded it and got into the game, and then it just, you know, blew up from there. It's out on Xbox now, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's actually been on Xbox, if I'm not mistaken. So. But yeah, I think it's great. I love to see, you know, developers support their game and show fans that they truly care, because, you know, there's a lot of games out there that have a huge fan base that aren't getting the support they need, and they're just kind of like, you know, pushing them aside and moving on. And I'm sure it has something to do with, like, sales of the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, Blizzard's gonna support Overwatch a hell of a lot more than they would, say, Diablo 3 at this point. Diablo 3 is an older game, and Overwatch is selling like hotcakes, so it's cool to see developers know that they got a gem and continue to support it. And it's really all about fan appreciation. Yes, and money, but at the same time, you know, they appreciate their fans for supporting, because, you know, let's be honest, you know, a lot of these people could have easily said, you know, what is this crap, and then went and played Call of Duty, but they didn't. They knew that there was a good game, and they continued to play it and have a lot of fun with it. So,
yeah, I like Rocket League. I think it's a good game. I just, at some point, like, I want them to support the game, obviously, but at some point I want them to start actively working on the sequel.
Yeah.
Because
why do they have to make a sequel? Why can't they make another game?
That's what I was about to say. I was like, do they go the easy route, make a Rocket League 2, or do they try and, you know, make something new?
A team shooter.
I think at some point, like, I want to say this without trying to sound ignorant. When Rocket League came to the PlayStation 4, it was on PlayStation Plus, so a good majority of the people that own it on the 4 got it free. And then they supported it with DLC, and they're making their money through DLC, and I get that. But now that everybody knows what type of game it is and has the trust in Psyonix to make a good soccer car game, now they can, you know, they can branch out, not branch out, but they can spread their wings, and they can really put all the things they want to do in the game, put it in the game, and then you can support that. It's the same thing with, like, Rock Band 2 and Rock Band 3. the game comes out and you support the shit out of it with DLC, but at some point there's going to be more features that people are going to want. And with Rock Band 3, they introduced real instruments. Didn't go over as quite as well as they wanted to, but they couldn't have put real instruments in 2, so at some point you have to make that step into the next game.
Yeah, but what features are in Rocket League right now that aren't there that you think they should, like, I think there's no other real features. Like, when you play the game, I'm like, oh, wow, that's a cool game. There's nothing really I would add to it. And then they're like, oh, you like soccer? Boom, play some hockey, bitch. Oh, wait, now you're going to play basketball. Wait, you like water polo? You're underwater.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is like, I get your point. Like, but maybe we don't know what we want.
Dodgeball?
Like, Maybe Psyonix has an idea, and it's like, I never really thought about that, but that's fucking cool. Let's do that.
Their next game is going to be people on rollerblades and skateboards playing sports in an arena format.
I want a hardcore roller derby game.
That would be fun.
Would it not? Yes.
It can't be above the price of $4.99, though.
All right. Let's end this topic.
As long as there's anime... women involved on rollerblade
derby. Alright, so, and listeners, as I said, we only had 2 topics this week, but we do have a Sophie's Trophy, and our Sophie's Trophy is coming from our guest, Frosty.
Alright. If I can remember what it is. Oh, yeah. Okay, so in Gone Home, there's a neat little trophy called Wet Bandit, where you go around the whole house, turning on every faucet in the house. And leaving it on for the duration of your gameplay. And I thought that was amazing because I like Home Alone, and it's kind of like a cool little nod to Home Alone. Because you know the whole game takes place, you're in this big, like, 2-story house. Have y'all had a chance to play Gone Home?
No.
Okay. Well, you're basically... exploring this house, and you're picking up clues and all, and each clue you pick up is telling a story about this girl and her experiences, and without spoiling it too much. But anyway, and I absolutely love games like that. I love games that take place in houses. Like, I mean, one of the first games I played like that was Maniac Mansion on the Nintendo, which is a LucasArts game. It's actually made by the creator who did Grim Fandango. And Day of the Tentacle, which is Day of the Tentacle, is actually a direct sequel to Maniac Mansion. So.
Tim but, Schafer.
Yes, thank you. That his name escaped me. Anyways, and I absolutely love that. I love, you know, exploring the house and finding clues and stuff. So Gone Home was really up my, you know, more up my alley than I thought it was going to be. But yeah, Wet Bandit. It's hilarious. You go around and there's 8 faucets in the house, and you just turn them on, leave them on, and Chirpy pops. It says Wet Bandit. It's great. Love it.
Can you be the Sticky Bandits?
No. Maybe in the sequel. The sequel, Stay Home.
All right. So thank you for that, Sophie's Trophy. All right. Now, let's get into our topics of the week, and they are both coming from Facebook.
God help us.
First one is... Yeah. Alright, our first topic of the week is coming from our Facebook. We had to delay it a week due to the controversy in the voting because I said no host votes would count.
There ain't no controversy in this vote.
And also, in the amount of time the poll went up compared to when we recorded last week, there wasn't enough time for the votes and for people to give feedback. And boy, did the feedback come. The final vote was... On the Facebook post, it is 11-9, but taking off mine and Lucia's vote and Alex and Yield's vote, the final score was 9-7 in favor of Platinum.
I still don't understand why you had to take off the hosts, like, because we have opinions too.
It was
like,
still split 2-2-2, so it didn't really.
Right. That I like. Your votes count, obviously, but what
apparently
I'm saying
not
is,
in Tricky's world.
What I was saying, as far as the poll goes, you know, it didn't make sense for us to vote too because we were already split. So I wanted the poll to reflect the community's votes, not our votes. But with that being said, I mean, ultimately the final tally was 11-9. So either way, Platinum still won.
Yeah, so I'd like to point out that Alex and Yield were right. We were on the winning side.
No. No, it doesn't mean you're right. Now, it's still an opinion.
Now, I'm not going to...
No, sir, this is scientific fact now. There is a Facebook poll to back this up.
I'm not going to read, responses to people's responses, but I'm going to read the main responses. Our first one comes from Frosty. It says, although there are many plats that can be commendable, there are so many plats that are a little too easy, i.e. Hannah Montana, Telltale, The Walking Dead, not to mention all the plats that are out of reach due to cluster of unrealistic, unattainable trophies or glitch trophies that won't even pop. So with that being said, I prefer overall trophy count, and if the plat pops, it pops. Frosty, I'm going to give you a chance. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the reason why you get the plat is because of the number of trophies you have to get in order to get the plat. Yeah, there are, you know, a lot of patience required in doing so, and a lot of, like, perseverance, a lot of grind, using Alex, for example, and his plat with Helldivers. That was a very commendable plat. But he wouldn't have... That plat... why'd I bring that up? Like, the reason why he got that plat is because of the little trophies that he had to get in order to get that. And, you know, Yield has mentioned before, shout out... our buddy Yield, he has said, you know, any monkey can go out there and get, you know, thousands of bronze trophies. That's true to an extent, but a lot of those smaller trophies, bronze, silver, gold, whatever, you know, are tough. They're tough to get. And, you know, when you get all of those trophies, then the plat is just an automatic, you know. That's kind of how I, you know, that's my defense because I don't have a lot of plats, but I also play a lot of challenging games where, like, there's just some trophies I'm like, I'll never get that.
Yeah, Frosty said, actually, the next comment was from Yield. He says, although Mr. Jones, who's Frosty, so anybody doesn't know, makes a very valid point.
Hey, they call me by my government last name constantly. It's like, hey, I have like two other things you can call me. It's like, nah.
As said on Trophy Horrors, any monkey can aimlessly earn trophies. It takes some talent, patience, and time to earn a platinum. That's why total plats are more important. Sid then chimed in saying, sorry to say, but overall trophy level and percent you are through that level is an accumulation of all trophies earned. But for bragging rights, it's got to be plats.
Yeah, but we didn't say bragging. We just said what's more important.
Sid was playing both sides there.
Yeah, that was a very politically correct like thing. But at the same time, I translate it as, like, he's on our side. Like, he's on the trophy
that,
count
that
side.
That is what... You know what? But he said platinum's last. So that's what he
for
ended
bragging,
up.
For bragging rights.
On Yield and,
so for those of people who need to brag about their platinum counts because they're insecure about their trophy counts...
Isn't that what we do here is brag about trophy counts?
I don't brag about my platinums because I'm like, hey, 26, that's fine. But, like, I see it as, hey, I have over, like, 6,000 fucking trophies. I was like, another thing is, too.
If you have a platinum in a game, you have conquered a game.
No, it's not. Not to mean you conquered the game. Like, let's face it, there's a lot of platinums. To get them, you have to get, like, gold trophies that, honestly, I think the grind of them and the asinine methods that you need to get those trophies would actually take away from the enjoyment of me just liking the game. Like, an example, I platinumed Until Dawn because I wanted to see how variations of the endings were on who survived, so I was actually excited to get that, whereas I'm still playing Disgaea 5 for that platinum. I'm never going to reach level 9,999 of my characters, and I gave up on it, even though I know I could do it because there's glitches, but I'm like, that just ruins the fun, having to grind for 5 hours to get this level just for a trophy, when that's 5 hours, I could freaking go make some slow cooker chili and freaking... watch a wrestling pay-per-view or play some video games.
Well, okay. You could always just put chili in the slow cooker and let it cook. That's the point of a slow cooker, and then go back and play the game.
Well, I'm just saying, it takes away from the fun of the game. Like, I think it's a waste of time if I'm going to waste 6 hours glitching on a game to get to a certain level just for one trophy, where then it's like, okay, I got that level, but, like, now I hate this game because I just basically did this bullshit for 5 hours. Like, I'd rather, for me, if I'm enjoying a game, I'll play it, I beat it, I get a platinum, cool. If not, I'm like, hey, I still enjoy the game. If I go back and there's, like Infamous 2, I went through, beat the game, good side, and then when I restarted the game, I was like, oh, I'm going to play evil side on hard to get the platinum. I didn't change the difficulty right away, and I didn't realize it because it doesn't alert you. So I beat the game on hard mode, evil side. I didn't get the platinum because I guess I waited too long. And I was like, oh, man, that's the one trophy I need now. And I was like, well, I'm not going to go back and do it again. Like, maybe one day I'll go back and play on hard mode and get the trophy. But I was like, I'm satisfied that I just played a really good game with a really good story. And I saw both endings. So I think platinums aren't that. So all in all, trophy count is more important. That's what we learned from this.
Let's continue in on with the comments. Frosty, I know you wanted to say something, but I'm trying to move this along so we can get other people's opinions in here. Kalai then said, the reason I say trophies are more important than platinums is because these days there are too many good games. I own a Wii U, Xbox One, PS4, Vita, and 3DS. I love to play games on those systems, and I don't have time to run back and replay a 60-hour game just to get a platinum. So for me, being able to enjoy older storylines, which means I have no platinums. Then Donnie chimed in response to that, saying, see, I don't like when gamers use that as an excuse. There are too many good games. I don't have time to platinum. So why do you make time to get the trophies you do have? I would rather a gamer just say, I like to play a lot of games versus I don't have time to plat. Because if you have time to play, then you have time to plat.
Which is completely, like, I'm going to say it right now. I don't care. This, you could say this, shots fired. That's a fucking stupid comment. Literally, I don't have time to platinum a game is a legitimate reason. I'm sorry. I'm, like, what's that title I go by? Oh, I'm a video game reviewer, which this has been my defense since day one of this topic. I'm not going to sit there and pump 40 hours into a game to get a platinum when I can beat it in 7 or 8 hours, do a review for it, and move on to the next thing that I have to do. I still have a backlog of over 400 games that I want to eventually get platinums and 100% on, but guess what? The reason why they're not done is because time. I have an adult job that I work 40 hours a week on, plus everything else. Like, no. That's, no. There's... No. No. No.
Alright. And, everyone's favorite, John Shankrady, chimed in saying, completionist rating because you suck. So I guess none of them because completionists are the true hardcore.
Love you, T.
That's a vote for platinum count there, JT. No.
Hey, completing doesn't also mean, you know, 100% doesn't always give you a platinum.
You got 100% of the trophies, that's completing.
Yeah, but you don't get a platinum, though, for all games, though, that has that.
Yeah, platinum. So,
wrapping up the comments, the people that voted for platinums are Alex, Donnie, Yield, Landon, Rain, also known as Antisocial Gamer, Homer Gets Duffed, Andrew, Austin, Jared, who also known as Stink Bomb, Drew Kirk, and Adam Colwell. All right, so the people that voted for Total Trophies is myself, The Goddess, my friend Deanna, Stephanie, Frosty's wife, Lucia, The Brain 76, Frosty, and Kalai. So, obviously, keep the conversation going in the Facebook group, and you guys can get involved in that. And then there is the other Facebook post.
So really quick, though, if people, is the voting 100% done? Because, like, if people, like, what if new people start voting and it changes, can we bring it back up, like, again in topics?
As far as I'm concerned, the poll is done.
Okay.
But obviously have the conversation probably will never stop.
Oh, no, it's not. You're going to make another poll, like, next month about it. You like to make polls constantly, so there's going to be a new one, but you're going to reword it, be like, so what's more important, overall amount of game popping trophy things that you've gotten, or completing a game and getting all of the notifications and nod of the hats from the developers? It's like, wait, what? It doesn't make any sense. Like, it's trophies versus platinums again.
What's more important, hard, gold, bronze trophies, or...
What's more important, a sandwich from Jimmy John's or a chicken parm sandwich from wherever the fuck Tricky gets chicken parm sandwiches from?
Jimmy Hopefully John. D'Angelo's.
Domino's.
What? That's a whole nother topic.
Domino's sandwiches are gross.
I would not. Well, I don't know about down in South Kakalaki, but I was in Chinatown, and I, because of my job, I refused to eat Chinese food. So there was a Domino's, and I was hungry, and I didn't feel like driving up to 42nd Street to go get good pizza.
So wait, you don't eat Chinese food ever?
Ever.
What?
Not, if you've seen the things I've seen, you would not eat Chinese food.
Trust me, I've seen the, probably the same exact things being from Connecticut, and I still eat Chinese food. If anything, I respect the food even more.
Nope, 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 nope. All right, with that being said, our other Facebook conversation, which was a poll, which our friend Stigpom got involved. Now, there's a little backstory with this. Yeah, you guys are laughing already.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little backstory with this. The Remember the Loot guys started posting pictures in their Facebook group entitled, "You're a Gamer, But..." and then some random thing. And it could, you know, there was, "It's a gamer, but you gotta get your workout on. You're a gamer, but you gotta get, you know, you gotta eat your donuts," or whatever it may be. And it has spiraled into this whole entire thing where everybody's just posting these pictures and coming up with funny things. So I took a picture, which actually is funny because the Domino's thing actually spawned this conversation. I took a picture of myself eating at Domino's, and I said, "When you're a gamer, but you're hungry and eating at Domino's," in which Stinkpom said there was no handheld inside of my picture because everybody's been holding up a Vita or a 3DS or something like that. And I responded by saying my handheld is what took the picture, my cell phone. Which then the conversation started off of how a phone is not a handheld. So Jared made this poll on Facebook saying, "Tricky thinks a smartphone is a handheld. I disagree. I think it's a phone. Do you consider a mobile device to be, quote, a handheld?" Now, in a totally biased way, he put the options. The options were, yes, it could use the internet, send text messages, phone calls, play music. Oh, yeah, it could also play garbage free-to-play touch-only games. And then he says, no, it's not a dedicated gaming handheld. Just because it's held in your hand doesn't make it a handheld. Now, with that being said, the poll was pretty lopsided.
Yeah.
21 people said, no, it's not a handheld, while 7 people said it is a handheld. I present this to you guys, because Alex, I don't even think you voted.
So, I mean, traditionally, I think that people see handheld gaming devices as the 3DS, the Vita, things that can do. I mean, handheld gaming devices started out as the Game Boy, which played games, and now you've got the Vita and the 3DS, which have other functionality to them, too. So it's kind of evolved. I think that you would have to put a phone into that category, because they can play games, and they're not all just, like, 5 minute, they're not all like Word with Friends or Trivia Crack or something like that. There's actually some deeper games in there. So I think that, you know, traditionally, no, but the handheld market has evolved so much to include so much other functionality that I think that you can include a phone in there by now. I mean, they used to separate as mobile market versus handheld market. I don't know. I think that you can make the argument to put it in the handheld market.
All right, Mark.
Obviously, I consider my phone a handheld. I mean, a couple years ago, I got, or like a year ago, I got a review controller thing that you mount your phone on, and you play games. Like, I play, like, Ace Attorney. I play a few of, like, the free-to-play, like, crappy phone games, like W Supercard and shit like that. But other than that, I'm like, I have Ace, like, they have all the Ace Attorney games from the DS and everything on there. I have Final Fantasy IV. I mean, even at one point when I had my Android phone, I was playing PlayStation games on there. And why would, even like with the Sony phones, didn't they have Remote Play where you could play your PlayStation 3 and 4 on your phone? And I'm just like, it's...
Yes, they did.
You could play full-fledged real games on these. And I was like, plus, I used to work at GameStop. If, do you think I would rather go play, like, a game on like a Game Boy SP or a Game Boy Micro when I have a phone that does full HD screen and is a lot bigger, and the quality visually is superior. It's not all the games are touched, like tap to play. Some of them have like the built-in controllers on them. I think anyone who doesn't consider the phone a handheld gaming device nowadays is just completely blind to a whole demographic and a whole like section of the gaming industry.
That would be me.
All right, Frosty, your thoughts on this topic?
I don't know, man. I've never looked at my phone as a handheld, because I've always looked at it as, you know, when you go back to the root of like why cell phones existed, it was to make phone calls and text people. And then like now, yeah, we are in a whole nother world in the cell phone market, where, you know, you can FaceTime people and check your social media and play games, and a lot of the mobile games coming out now, yeah, are actually pretty good. There's actually a Final Fantasy game coming out, which is kind of cool because the game is going to be a mobile game that you can play in Final Fantasy 15, and they're releasing it on mobile market.
Yep.
Oh gosh, what's it called? I just posted a press release for it.
Isn't it Bravia something or something like that?
Something Knight. Knight. Something, King's Knight. That's what it's called. It's called King's Knight. Wrath of the Black Dragon, I believe. Sounds like a Kung Fu movie. But anyway,
it does.
It looks pretty neat. It's like a top-down, you know, adventure action RPG. You have a ton of characters that you can get, and you know, you battle your way through hordes of enemies and level up and stuff. So that's like the first mobile game I've seen that I've personally that I've been like, man, that looks fun. Like, I would download that on my phone and play it. So yeah, you know, the mobile market in terms of gaming has evolved tremendously, but I don't know if we're quite there yet to call phones actual handheld gaming devices. Because of, you know, most people have their phones and checking social media and making phone calls and text. Well, mostly text. No one makes phone calls anymore. Except Tricky, because he's old.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I'm just stubborn. I don't want to call my phone a handheld device because I have a hard time placing it in the same category as like the PlayStation Vita and the 3DS that you can find in GameStop. You know, when you go into GameStop, you're like, I want a handheld gaming device. They go, you want the 3DS? Do you want a Vita? They don't go, do you want a Samsung Galaxy or an iPhone?
Well,
you know?
In their defense, they do have a display case full of them for purchase, and they do sometimes bring up like, oh yeah, you can play it. Like, they sell the cards for the games on mobile devices. Like, I won't consider mine a category of like, all right, I'm always going to call it a phone. Do I consider it a handheld device that I can play games on? Yes, that's like a secondary feature of it. Yes, the main thing of it is my email, my website stuff, and social media. But ever since the Vita died, the amount of games I play on my phone has increased exponentially. Before, like,
yeah, but also the Vita, you could Facebook on it, you can Twitter on it,
they have Flickr,
you can email on it,
YouTube.
So
Netflix.
I mean, the only difference between a Vita and a smartphone in today's world is on the phone you can make phone calls. On the Vita, it's designed to play games.
What?
But they're both still handheld. They both do the exact same thing.
And you can do Skype on the Vita.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can make Skype calls if you have Skype credit.
So well, you could do it even if you don't have Skype credit. But the point being is, you hold it in your hand. Therefore, by definition, it is a handheld. Now, Jared wanted to change this up by saying dedicated gaming handheld. No, a cell phone is not a dedicated gaming handheld.
That's what I was getting
at. But it is a handheld device.
We're not going to make any jokes because Tricky said you can hold it in your hand like 3 times.
Oh, my God.
Wait, just me? Like, I don't know. I think yeah, because I saw he did try and word it, what, like 3 days later when we were making valid responses?
Yeah, he tried to change the wording around.
And then I started commenting on any of the photos he did with photos of my phone, and I was like, look at when you're a gamer and you actually play games on your, like, legit games on your phone, and you're still technically a legit gamer.
Well, and I'm going to call him out right now because he started this whole thing because I posted a picture of me at Domino's.
Yes, which we'll talk about later.
And then and then he added to the when you're a gamer post.
How do you live in New York and go to Domino's?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I didn't want to drive over to Little Italy.
It's worth it.
But he added to the When You're a Gamer post because he went to the Mets game. And I'm going to share my screen with my co-host right now so they can actually see exactly what I'm talking about.
Shout out, Tim Tebow.
He went to a Mets game, and his post, which was posted on September 23rd at 9:22 p.m., it says, "When you're a gamer watching the Mets, but there's an angry Charmander on the field causing a delay of game." I would argue, hey, where's your handheld, sir?
Yep, playing Pokemon Go. One of the only few thousand people that are still playing that game after it's basically died out.
Ooh. So I got word and word for you there, Mr. Stink Palm. Hypocrite. And that's where we're leaving that.
You have been weighed. You have been measured.
You've been found wanting. All right, so let's close out the show with some housekeeping. How about that, gentlemen?
Yay. Let's clean this shit up.
So vulgar.
ProvenGamer.com is looking for some staff members, looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to ProvenGamer.com, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to stop by and check out all the articles and all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, all of our videos can be found on YouTube by doing a search for our official Proven Gamer. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways to get a hold of us. The first one is our phone number. Mark.
Why?
Because in the agenda, you should be able to read it.
Oh, it is. Wow, I didn't even look. 1330 Proven 9. That is 1330-776-8639.
No.
I just looked right at it.
Who typed that in the agenda?
I think I did. My bad. I typed it wrong.
Do you know the story of 8639?
863? No.
How it led Yield to a sex phone hotline? Yeah, phone sex hotline?
Whoa.
We had a contest when the Vita was coming out that people had to call in and do impressions of our host. Yield called in 3 times. And we kept saying the wrong number. We kept saying 8639. And apparently Yield was calling a sex hotline to try to win a Vita.
Nice. I'll give you a Vita.
I'll give you whatever you want for that in a minute.
That Vita wound up costing him about $1,200.
I'll give you a Vita on your Vita.
330-776-8369. Or you can send us an email at trophyhorse@provengamer.com. You can get a hold of us on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact the show at trophyhorse. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. Contact Alex after Extra Life at Saundersaurus Rex. You can contact Mark at _IonVane. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One, and you can contact Frosty at Metal Gear Frosty.
On Twitter, it's MGS_Daniel25, same as my PSN name.
You changed it, though.
Forever ago, but yeah, I changed it.
But if you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. Be sure to go listen to our other podcasts. PG Spoilers, Remember the Loot, and the Smart Marks. Why is somebody giggling when I say PG Spoilers?
Who did that?
You.
I'm offended. That wasn't me.
Why don't we just go ahead and make PG Spoilers a thing and make it a point to do a show once a month? Like, I'd be down for that.
I'm trying to do it, but nobody ever shows up.
No one ever invites me. You invited me to one and you never did it. You're like, nope, we're not doing it.
You know what? Right now, boom. Frosty, you're now the host of PG Spoilers.
Yeah.
You organize it. you organize it. You get it going.
You don't want none of this.
I don't want none of that. All of our podcasts can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and TuneIn, except for the Smart Marks, which they still have not gotten back to me about updating them for them.
And Podbean.
Fuck Podbean. For the record, there is no Proving Gamer podcast on Podbean.
There might be one or two.
Did you guys upload them just to spite me?
No, I never uploaded them to Podbean.
Did somebody else upload them to Podbean?
Probably. If I had to guess.
If I had to guess, too. You can also get involved in the PlayStation 4 communities. You can get the sites, the Proving Gamer. You can get involved in the Trophy Whores community, which is called T-Dub's Brothel, because Shuhei will not let us say whores on the PSN. You can also get involved in Yield's PlayStation community, the Platinum Guild. That is going to bring us to the end of our housekeeping, but we do have some sponsors. Ben, listeners, I am so sorry. I am so wrecked this episode. Let's do our sponsors. Our first sponsor is Extra Life.
November 5th. That's when it's happening this year. Mark it down in your calendars. If you don't know what Extra Life is, it is a annual gaming charity event to benefit the Children's Miracle Network of Hospitals. And again, November 5th is the date this year. How you get involved? Well, you go to extra-life.org and you sign up to play. You can either join a team, create your own team, or you can play solo. You pick a Children's Miracle Network hospital to represent, and from there, you're off and running. You get donations from people, sponsorships, donations, whatever you want to call them. You can get a lump sum for the entire day, or you can get a certain dollar amount per hour. Really, whatever anybody's comfortable donating. And then on November 5th, you will play games for 25 hours. The most important thing, though, to know about this is that all the money that you collect, 100% of the donations go to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital that you've opted to represent. So, you get to play games, you get to, I believe the tagline is, play games, heal kids. So, you get to play video games all day, and you get to help some sick kids. It's really no better situation possible.
Mark, tell us about GoFundMe.
Alright, GoFundMe is a nice little crowdfunding source website. If you go to GoFundMe.com/ProvingGamer, you can donate various increments and get yourself some perks along the way. All the money goes to help improve Proving Gamer as a site and the Trophy Whores podcast, get us some better equipment, some higher, you know, quality sounding audio crap. Some of the perks include, you know, Tricky will play a game and get a platinum of your choice, Hannah Montana, Japanese edition, whatever you want. And some of the ones, you know, are not updated yet. So we'll have some new perks eventually. That's it.
All right. And our last sponsor is who, Frosty?
Amazon.
Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, each and every time you do your shopping on Amazon, please stop by Proving Gamer first. Click on any Amazon link and continue with your normal shopping. Doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. With that being said, let's close it out with some shout-outs. Alex.
As always, I want to give a shout-out to the listeners for being awesome and spending some time with us every week. We appreciate you guys more than we can ever say. I can sit here for half an hour and say I appreciate you all, and it still wouldn't be enough. Shout-out to Yield, who's kicking my ass at fantasy football this week. He could not be with us. He's taking care of personal business. But we look forward to having you back on the show next week. And a shout-out to everyone who voted for most for platinums is most important. This is more important than total trophies. Shout out to all of you all. Shout out to Frosty, and shout out to Lucia and Tricky.
Mark, your shout outs.
Shout out to the listeners. I could thank you guys for a whole 3 minutes. Shout out to Tricky and Alex for spending another Sunday afternoon with the show, and for having Frosty here as well. Sadly, I won't be here next week because of TwitchCon. I'll be working. So if anyone's going to be at TwitchCon, follow me on Twitter because I'll be working a couple booths and I'll be giving away free games. It should be fun.
You're going to keep pocket a couple of those games and give it away for our listeners, right?
I already have a whole bunch in my email, so most likely.
This is breaking news. I didn't even know this. Frosty, your shout-outs.
I'd like to give a shout-out to you guys for having me on the show. It's been a blast. I greatly appreciate that. Hopefully be able to do it again sometime in the near future. Shout-out to my lovely wife who lets me come into my man cave and talk to you nerds for 2 hours about video games, which is what I like doing the most, is talking to you guys about video games. Shout out to all the listeners. We greatly appreciate all your support in supporting Trophy Whores and all the other podcasts on Proving Gamer and supporting Proving Gamer, you know, just in general. I'm going to continue to try to put out these press releases for you guys so you can, you know, stay up to date with all the latest, greatest video game news. But yeah, that's it for my shout-outs. Appreciate it, guys.
And I want to give a shout-out to all the listeners. Thank you very much for listening. It means so much to me to have you guys listen to us every week. And I want to give a shout-out to Sweet Mama D and the Goddess. And that's it. So, until next week, if there's nothing else, happy trophy hunting.
Later.
Bunnies.
Check.
By everyone.
Check it. You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your hordeum.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks for getting listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.